Vayter in Shaspion, Sechas Horios, Daf Beis. Speaking of the top of the page, about a Mishnah. Mazda for all those who finished Pesachis. Avarazar, and welcome for those who are joining us. Let's begin. Zok the Elegant Mishnah. Haru Bezin Lavora Achas Bikol Mitzvahs from his Betorah. You have a mitzvah in the Torah. For example, says Rashi, you're not allowed to eat chalev, that's forbidden fats. Shuman you're allowed to eat, but chalev, you're not allowed to eat. Someone who eats that, right, is over in Isser, and they're chayev karis. O dam, or let's say the dam blood, that's also in Isser karis. And let's say bees and paskins, those things are mutter. If they paskin that, v'holecha yachid, v'asa shogi alpien, and now the yachid goes. Remember, this is something that if I would do it b'mezid, I'd be chayev karis, and they paskin that it's mutter, and I as an individual go, and I do it, the one goes, v'asa shogi alpien, he does a shogi through his, through their mouth. And Rashi says, Mefarshi Gemara, we're going to explain why you need a double. Just say, V'asa alpiyam. Why you say, V'asa shogi alpiyam? Nothing Gemara will say. Bein sha'asu v'asa imayin. Whether I did it and they did it with me. Rashi says, sha'asu, they did it and I did it with them. That is, Bezin did it and the Yachid did it with them, like they dam or chalev together. Or let's say, Bein sha'asu v'asa achareyan. Or let's say, they did it and then I did it after. Rashi says, Bezecher zeh. Bein also, whether they didn't do it at all. Rashi says, Beis Din didn't do it at all. I did it because they told me. Putter, I'm off the hook. I am off the hook. Isn't that amazing? Because I was depending on what Beis Din is telling me. Rashi says, Putter, Milahavi, Kisba, Osiira, Hol Vitala, Bebezdin, Vasalpian. I don't have to be a Kevis, I don't have to be a Sawyer, I don't have to be any Carbonos. You know why? Because I was told that it's on Bezdin. It's their problem, it's not my problem. I don't got to bring a carbon chatas. Now, Horu Bezdin, but let's say the court paskins, they say something mutter, it's really tosser. And V'yad the Echad Mem Shato, one of them realized that there's a mistake here. Rashi says, Mi Bezdin. There's Horu Bezdin, V'yad the Echad Mem, Mi Bezdin Shato, there's a mistake. Oh, Talmud V'roi Lahara, or it's a Talmud. This is one of the students there, but he is Ra'oi to be paskining, and he realized this also. Rashi says, Oh, Talmud Ra'oi Lahara, and then what happened? V'halach, back in the Gemara first, the Mishnah, V'halach V'asalpian, and he goes and he does it according to the words, Bein Sha'asu V'asayimayim, whether they did, he did it with him. Bein Sha'asu V'asayichayim, whether they did, he did it after it. Bein Sha'asu V'asayim, whether they didn't do it at all, and he did it. Harei Zechayev, and this person is going to be Chayev, and Bein Sha'lo Tala Be'ezdin. He can't be Tola on Be'ezdin in such a case. He knows what the answer is. He knows it's a problem. Rashi says now, O Talmud Roy Lo Ra V'Halach, Oso Echad, O Oso Talmud V'Asal P.M. He does what they say, Shita, B'Mitzvah L'Shmoa, B'Divrei Chachamim, Rosh V'Gemara. They made a mistake in the idea that the mitzvah listened to Divrei Chachamim. Harei Zechayev, M'Prin Shalot Tola Mamish, not Tola Mamish, B'Bezdin. Harei Yodea Shita, he knows he made a mistake. V'Amir Gemara, Osim Epi Atzmo, Chayev, V'Oroz, B'Bezdin, Potter. If he does it for himself, he's Chayev, B'Bezdin, he's going to be Potter. Okay. So, he's going to be Chayev in such a case. Zeh, this is a general principle. It's all about Atzma Chayev. Someone's told on himself, he's going to be Chayev. If I told about Bezdin, Potter, and someone's told on Bezdin, then he is going to be Potter. Zok the Heilige Gemara, let's qualify this idea now. Amashmu Eli Olam Ein Bezdin Chayavin. Bezdin is not going to be Chayev to bring a particular carbon. What's the carbon? If it ends up being, we just spoke about the individual not having to bring a Chatas if he was going according to what Bezdin told him. But let's say majority of Am Yisrael ended up doing because of it, then what ends up happening is that they have to go bring a carbon called Par Halim Davar Shel Tzibor. Now Shmuel says, Leolam Ein Bezdin Chayavin. They're not chayav to go and bring that carbon. Ad shiyomer lehem utarim atem, until they give a psak by saying, this is mutter for you. And Rav Dimi goes further, Rav Dimi Yerdoyo Amar, Ad shiyomer lehem utarim atem lasos, it's mutter for you to do this. My time of why? Lefi shalo nigma hara, because it's not complete until it's clear and straight telling them what they need to be doing. Says Rashi, Lola Bain is a chayavim ki aso akahal. O rove al piyam klomer bain lamanda amar bezdin mivian par. And lamanda amar tzibur mivian par. For lo bezdin. It's a machlokas whether or not it's a tzibur brings it or bezdin brings it. But nonetheless, li olam loavi gemar hora de la chayav karban de la gabi yachid de la habi tolu bezdin. It's not going to be that level. Ad sha'amu bezdin Bezdin Litzibah Muterim Atam. It's mutter for you to do this. Not just they spoke about this idea of it's mutter, but mutter for you. And now Rav Dimi added that there's this mutter for you to do. Rashi says the Olam Lo Nigra Hora, the Psak is not done, Lechayev Karban, Achiyom Muterim Atam Las, it's mutter for you to actually go ahead and do this type of thing. Now the Gemara goes on. Amar Abaye, Afanan Ami Tanina. We also have a Mishnah which supports this idea. This is Rashi says, "Beperek Elu Hein Hanechenaken." Found in a Heiliges Sanhedrin that we just saw not long ago. Chazaliro. Let's see if a Zaken Mamre. What's a Zaken Mamre? Zaken Mamre is you have one of the Chachamim that they paskin differently than the Ashkenaz Gadol based on their paskining, and they go and they paskin afterwards. That is bad news. Rashi says that. Well, before we get to Rashi, I was looking at Mamre, if he goes against the place of his Beis Din, he has to go to the Sanhedrin or Gadol in Yerushalayim, and if they don't agree with him, then they have to listen to his Beis Din, and if he doesn't, then we kill him. So we say, Afanan Ami Tanina, Chazalir, if he goes back to his town, Shana Velimid Kedar Shalimid, and he taught and explained according to the way he taught him before, you know, against what he was told to do. Potter, he doesn't fall into Zaken Mamre, but a Hora Lassos, if he instructed him to do it, to act according to that, then Chayev, then he's going to be Chayev. Says Rashi, Chazar Zaken Mamre, the Iro, Hora Lassos, the Mashma, the Ka'amar Mutarin Atem Lassos, the Nigma Ra Chayev. That's when it's actually going to be Chayev. And not only that, but Rav Abba, we also have another of a Mishnah which is brought in. Yevamos, and it's talking about a woman whose husband disappeared. And you have an Eid Echad come and say that he died. And we usually need two Eidim for this, but in this case, Bezdin will allow it on one witness or Mekel on such a case, and we allow it to go forward. Haru la Bezdin li nasi. If Bezdin goes and they pass him and she get married, Rashi's up here, Eid Echad, di b'shtei, then lo tzar Bezdin. You don't need Bezdin for that. But here, if one person, so you need it, v'holcha v'kilkla, she doesn't go get remarried. Rather, she does nus. Rashi says, v'holcha v'kilkla is nus. Then her husband comes home, chayev is bekar back in the war. She's now going to be chayev to bring a carbon. Why? Shlohi tiru la elalinasi. The only head for the gifter is to get remarried. Rashi says chayev makarbon. The fish lohi said tola bevezin. She's not being told in bezin doing bezin told to do. If she would have gotten married when they got the psak to go marry, okay, then she wouldn't have had to bring the carbon. But now that she went ahead and she didn't listen, now she's got herself a problem. Rashi says mitzgatani horu la bevezin. Bezin linasi v'lokatani he tiru bevezin. Bezin just, you know, matter the first time. No, the lo nigmera hora. So it's not the real hora. It's not done with the din. It's a psak. Achi yomim return a tem lasos. Mutter for you to go and do. Amar avina vanan amitini. We also have another. We have another mishnah. Guess where it is? In our very own horios. We are right over here. And that is horu based in shalav where Allah has become mitzvah mitzvah. Based in paskin to go against what the thing that Torah says. The mashma horu. Rashi says based in lasos the ina gemura. Rasam achi yomim return a tem lasos. Mutter for you to go and do it. Tulo midi. There's nothing more to talk about. We got that. It's clear. Now the Gemara actually flips the two shitas over here, Rav Dimi and Shmuel. Ikadami, the some of a different verse, and they said, Amr Shmuel said, Ein Bezin Chayavin, Achim Elam Tarmatem Lassos. Right? That's the way the Rav Dimi said it before. Now he's saying that Shmuel flipped it. And Rav Dimi Me'adami, he goes less, which is what the Chacham at Shmuel said, Hafilu Mutarmatem Nigmar Al Ra, even if he said, you are Mutter, it's still considered completely done without saying, Lasso. So Rabbi, what do you mean? V'holo tenan hachi dimilim b'mishah chazal ir. If he goes back to his town, v'shano olimeid kedar shalimeid pater's going to be pater. Hora lassos chayv is going to be covered lassos chayv. Kashem Rav Dimi's version, not the second version. The Rav Dimi's second version. Now the Gemara Rabbi, v'holo tenan hachi hora la b'beis day and linase. If they pass him to get remarried, v'chol v'kilkola chavas b'karban shol itirula el linase. And Amar Avina, v'holo tenan hachi dimilim b'mishah horu beis day and lavor. Al achas becomes the most Torah. That's I guess be like saying hora lassos, and not like you're saying sulamidi, and there's nothing more to say about it. So this version two of Dimi's knocked out. Okay, we saw in the Mishnah it says now v'halach ha'yachid v'alzah shogi al piyim. If the yachid went and he did this now shogeg al pihen. Now this is where we already mentioned a little bit. Now we're going to see in the Gemara itself. The Gemara says v'halach. Of Vinisti Va'asalpi and just say, and he did it according to their words. Shogeg Lamili, why do you have to throw in the word Shogeg over there? Amarava Shogeg, you know what's coming to be included? La Suye Hora Bezin Shechelev Mutter. In the case of, let's say Bezin said Chelev is Mutter. Remember, Chelev is Usser fat. You're not allowed to eat it. And they come along the Paskin, Chelev is Mutter to eat. And this guy goes out and he picks up a piece of shuman. Well, he doesn't actually think it's shuman. He picks up chalef thinking it's shuman. He has in mind to eat shuman, not chalef. V'niskalef lo chalef b'shuman v'achalu, and he ended up eating it, and it was mutter what he just ate. No, I'm sorry, it's amateur. He thought it was chalef and ended up being, so he thought it was shuman and ended up being chalef, and then he ended up eating it. And what happens in such a circumstance? Potter, he's going to be off the hook of being chatas, because al pihem mamish. So the shogi is coming to say is that if he ended up eating something that was aser, thinking that it was mutter, that also you're going to be off the hook. And al pihem means al pihem mamish when he eats a thing that the chalev, thinking it's chalev because he's passing according to them. V'ikadamri, some say, no, the opposite. I'm a Rava, shogeg al piyem hu depater. Only if it's al piyem, he thinks he's eating chalev, and he's listening to their words. Aval eschalef lo chalev b'shuman v'achlu, but if he confused chalev with shuman, and then he ate the chalev, in other words, he thought he was eating shuman. Even though really, the base of Pascha, you can have chalev. But he thought he was eating shuman. So he's eating the food thinking it's shuman. Ends up being chalev, then in such a case, he's going to be chayev, even though what they had said, because this is not a case of al pihem, he's not doing it through their words, therefore you'll be chayev for them. Milsa de pshita le larava, that which was pashat to Rava over here, the way he just said it, kami baya le larami brachayim, but it's actually a question of Rabbi don't remember Rechayim, he asked, haru bezin shechelev mutter, let's say bezin said chelev is mutter, v'eschalef lo b'shuman v'acholo, and he made a mistake, and he took shuman instead, he picked up chelev thinking it was shuman, and then he ate it, now what's going to be the din in such a case, because he's not actually doing it al pian, thinking he's having chalev, he thinks he's having shuman, ends up being chalev. Amar Rava Toshema Halach Yachid Vasa Shog Al Piyam. The Mishnah said in this type of lashonos and Shogeg Al Piyam Lameli. Why do you need to have Shog Al Piyam? Just say Al Piyam. Lav Lo Sui Horu Bezin Shechalev Mutter is not coming to include the case of where Bezin said that chalev is mutter. V'tzchalef Lo Chalev V'shuman V'achlo Pater is going to be Pater. Ah, oh, beautiful. So Rava understands the Mishnah. Referring to two different cases. That's the first version we had. So says Gemara, who says it's not a raya? Dilma shogeg al piyam hu de pater. Maybe shogeg al piyam is pater. Avon eschalef lo chelav b'shuman achol is going to be chayev. So the Gemara flips it the other way. Ikadayim some say amarava tashma. What do you mean? Having a raya is going to be chayev. Halach yachid v'asa shogeg al piyam. My lav show al lav shogeg al piyam hu de pater. Avon eschalef lo chelav b'shuman achol chayev. That if he thought that it was actually shuman, which is mutter, and he say chelav is actually going to be chayev because it wasn't al piyam. So the Gemara, so you see a raya like that, that's the case. So the Gemara, no, Dilma O Shogig O P O O L P O. Maybe Mishnah's talking with two separate cases, therefore he's going to be Pater. We don't have a raya one way or the other. Says the Gemara. This is actually an earlier machlokas before Rami Brachama and Rava. The Plukta Haru Bezin Shechelev Mutter. If the Bezin, they said that Chalev is Mutter, and it's Chalev lo Chalev b'shuman v'chalo, and he switched it and he ended up holding Chalev thinking that it's Shuman, and then he ate it. Rav Amar Potter. Rav says that you're Potter, but Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav. Rabbi Yochanan says, you are Chayav. Rashi, top left, says, Rav Amar Potter, the Tol b'Bezin, have it, v'yochit sh'tabo, Rav's Bezin Potter, v'yochanan Amar Chayav, ho'el v'lo havi alpien mamish. Kitola ba'atzmahu v'chayev. Since he wasn't being, depending on their words, mamish, they're saying it's chalev, and they said it's mutter. But he thought it was shuman, even though it was chalev. Therefore, it's like har ba'atzmo, and therefore it's going to be chayev. May svei frak the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says you're chayev, me'ama aretz ba'asosa. Just that's called a miyut of it. It says me'ama aretz, it's Rashi, v'lo kol ama aretz. What are we talking about over here? This pasuk is talking about somebody who's in Avera. Now he's chayef to bring a chatas. The pasuk says, "Ve'im nefesh achas techata b'shgaga me'ama aretz ba'asoso achas me'mitzas Hashem shalom sasenu v'ashem." Oh, hoda elav chataso shechata v'hevi karbano. If a person does an Avera, but some b'shogeg from among the people of the land, me'am ha'aretz. By his doing this Avera, one of the commandments of Hashem, and not to be done, he becomes guilty. If the sin that he committed becomes known to him, he will bring a carbon. The Braisa is now focusing on the part that says, Mei am ha'aretz ba'asosa. What does that mean, Mei am ha'aretz v'lokol ha'aretz? Prat l'mummer. This is going to exclude a mummer. We know somebody who does a shogeg is going to be chayev to go out to bring a carbon chatas, but not if it's a mummer. A mummer is a renegade, a person who goes ahead and he constantly does aveiris, right? He is someone who will all the time goes against what the Torah tells him to do, and he can't bring a chatas, even if it's something which he did with shogeg, even if he wants to do it, we're not going to accept, we're not going to let him. Rashi says, Deinu mevi karban ha-shigosa deinu kabam yado, Pratla mummer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yosi, Yomer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Eino tzarech. You don't have to tell me this to exclude a mummer. Hareu Omer, it says in the Pasuk, and another Pasuk in, but you occur that a chatas is brought by someone who did Asher lo se asen mebishgaga v'ashem ohoda. We're talking about what, whom, that are things that someone does in a favor, something that should not be done, and some mishogeg, and he's guilty, or let's say, and if it is a favor which he's done becomes known to him, he should bring a carbon, which means ashav mi diaso, maybe carbon al shigagaso. That somebody who holds back from doing an avedi, because of what he knows that it's aser, he brings a carbon for his shogeg. Lo shabmi yidiyaso, but somebody who is not returning, he's not coming back from his avera, from something that he knows, eino mevi karban al shigagaso, he doesn't bring a carbon on his shogeg. Explains Rashi HaKadosh, umomer lo shav mi yidiyaso, he's not going back from his knowledge, he's going to keep doing it wrong. Lefika cheino mevi karban al shigagaso, he's bringing a carbon. Ram lekamon perek beis, umomer shalcha chelev evi karban al adam ike benayah. Okay, I guess we'll see more about that. V'alchanami ki hor beis en shechelev mutter, v'eschav lo chelev v'shuman lo shav mi yidiyaso, lefika cheino chayev, daha horu beis en shechelev mutter, v'kashav yochanan damer chayev, detol of atzmo, zakashan rabbi yochanan. So why do we need this? So he's like, well, we're going to see that soon. But point is that that's a kasha on Rav Yochanan, right? Me'ama aretz basosa prat l'mummer. Rav Shimon prat l'mummer. Rav Shimon b'yosi omer b'shur Rav Shimon. Eino tzarech, you don't need that because, which we just read, sorry about the repetition here, but Asher lo se'sana b'shkogu v'ashem hoda, Hashem yidiyasa mevi karban ha'shigaso, lo Hashem yidiyasa eino mevi karban ha'shigaso. Now, v'im, he said if it's really true, like Rav Yochanan says, that someone's going to be chayiv to bring a chatas for a shogeg of eating chaylev, that we remember, Rav Yochanan said chayiv, if he wasn't doing it, so to speak, I'll pee on their mouth, that one's going to be chayiv to chatas for eating chaylev that was by accident, the business said it's okay, then halo shav mi yidiyasahu. This person who, by shogeg, ate the chalev is one who would not hold back from doing this as a result of his knowledge. Because even if you were to find out that the piece of fat is not the one he thinks it is, he doesn't think it, he thought it was shumun, it turns to be chalev, right? Something which the bezdin permitted, he would still eat it, since he's under the impression that it's actually mutter. Since this person would not have held back from doing this because of his knowledge, then therefore we know that he should be putter from having to bring a chatas. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Kasar Rav Yochanan, Kiv in the Chimis Yadalu, the Beizdina, the Hadri Behu. Rav Yochanan says that since as soon as the Beizdin would find out their mistake, they would back out of it. Behu Nami Hadar Bey, and this person would also back out of eating it because of that. Shav Midiyaso, Grinim, we call him a Shav Midiyaso, and he's like going back on it, Chayev, and he's going to be Chayev. So Rav Yochanan's din is still okay. Amar Rav, Mode Rav, and even Rav is in agreement. Rav, who said that you're going to be putter in the case again of Hodu Bezdin, the Horu Bezdin Shechelev Mutter, and this guy who had a piece of Chelev thinking it's a piece of Shuman, he eats it. Rav says you're going to be putter. Even Rav is maskim she'eno mashlim l'rov sibor, that this person can't be like the number to push over the 50% to be now majority of the sibor did it in order to bring a parallel of a sibor. Because remember, you have to have 51% for that. So even though he's considered potter from it, that in Chinamis, if they bring a carbon, this is a different instance. It's not like he was doing al piatz with the same level of al piatz. My time, huh? Amakar, because the pasuk says bishgaga, it's got to be done bishogeg. Ad shihu kulon bishgaga achas, until they're all involved in the same type of shogeg. And what's the shogeg we're talking about? That I thought that this thing I'm eating right now is matired by Beis Din. But the reality is, I think I'm eating Shuman, and actually it's Chalev. Even though they did matter it, I can't be put into the category because we're not in the same reasoning why we're thinking it's okay. And therefore, he wouldn't flip the number over to make it out majority that it's going to be piled in Davar Shel Tzibor. Okay, we got the next part of the Mishnah. It says, Bein Shasu Asu V'Asu Yibayin. Remember, it says whether it was that they did it and he did it with them, or that they did it and he did it after them, or that they didn't do it all and he did it. All these shtickles over here. Says Gemara, let me let the mystic line. We have to say all this. Bish Lamarisha, I understand when it comes to the Reisha. Lo zuav zukatani. It's not only this, but even this, and that is Rash. What it means is, says the Mishnah again. Whether they did it first and then he did it with them, or they did it together, one after the other, or they didn't do it at all. Right? It's not only this, but even that. Not only this, but even that. Not only this, and even that. You're going to be chayiv. And the sefer de lechiyuvah, in the sefer, when it's being mechayiv the person, then the order should have been taught opposite. Go from the least chiddush stick to the morris, and the more chiddush. Should first tell the case where the court didn't do it at all. In that case, we clearly can see that this judge is doing it. He's doing it by himself. Then give the case where the court did it, and then they followed after it, and then do it that he's doing along with them. Why are you going the wrong direction? Beep, turn the page. Beis Amud Beis. And for the Gemara, this is called the case of Zuve and Sarach Lomar Zukatani. This is Mish is telling you this, and we don't even have to say that type of situation. Okay. Then it says, V'yada echad me'am, next part of the Mishnah, Shetoo, Talmud, Ro'i, Lo'ra. Let's say you have the person who sees him doing, or Talmud, and Shepaskin, and they both know there's a mistake if he goes along with it. He's not relying on the court. He knows himself it's the wrong thing, but he's doing it anyway. Tarti Lamali, why do I need to bring both of these cases? You said a judge, why do I have to also bring in a Talmud? What's going on here? I'm Rav Itzrich. No, we got to bring both cases. Why? Why do we need both of these cases? Because Hakatat the Chabin, I would have thought, Hani Mili Gamer Visavir. When is it true the person is going to be chayav? Maybe it's only the case where he knows about this topic and he's able, capable of actually paskening, right? He knows what's happening. Right, that is Rashi's Gamir, Lamed Adavar. He knows it, Visavir, Mibin Davar, Mitoch Davar. Like, this guy has got clarity over here. Right? He can learn out one thing from the next. From another thing to be able to come out to a psak of al gamir velo savir. But let's say someone who's knowledgeable, but he's not able to be able to pull something out, he's not going to be chayev to bring his chatas when he realizes that the court made a mistake. He's not going to be chayev in such a case. Therefore, we have to say, no, he's also going to be chayev. To get rid of that, the Mishnah is saying both of a judge and a Talmud, to say that a Talmud is pater even if he was not... even if he's down on the same level, he's still going to be chayav in such a case. Amar le'abaye, what are you talking about? Lehora, the Mishnah is talking about a Talmud who's able to paskin. Gomer v'saver mashma. That's mashma that he's able to do both of these things. Why are you saying that this is talking about he only has one of them? Amar le'anoch, he coming. What I mean is, imahi. If it's just coming from that, if on the... If I'm just basing it on that thing that we're on the first case alone of a judge who realizes the court made a mistake, then havamina hanimili gamir v'savir. Aval gamir v'lo savir lo. Then only gamir v'savir, gamir v'lo savir, then I wouldn't say that it's going to be chayev. Tana roi lo ra. So to get rid of that, he wrote roi lo ra, that is fitting to a ra. Mi mishni yaseir, that we should learn out from the extra part of the mishnah, afilu gamir v'savir. Savir velo gamir, that is including filus gamir v'sav velo. I'm sorry, afilu gamir velo savir, and savir velo gamir is including in that case. If someone is lacking one or lacking the other, they're also going to be chayiv. Okay, back to the Mishnah, next part of the Mishnah. So we had said again, just to take us back into it, says Haru Bezin v'yada echad mehen shetau o Talmud. The Hura'oi Lehora, says the Gemara, Ro'oi Lehora, Kigon Man. What is an example of this type of Lashon that he is fitting to give to Paskin? Amar Rava.
Rabbi Yossi, no, because somebody was like, Roy, to get past him, we don't call him just like a Talmud. What's going on here? Some Rabbi, can go in Shimon ben Azai, Vishimon ben Zoma. Rashi says, what's the deal? Shahayu Yoshua Flecha Chamim, but you're Uyin Lahora, could I mean a pair of Kamad descendants of Yusan Rabbis? Dunin Lefne Chachamim, whatever the Lashon used of Dunin Lefne Chachamim, Shim Ben Azai and Shim Ben Zoma, they were the ones that were given. Amar Rei Rabaye, Ki Hai Gavna, Mezid Hu. This is a very high level people, so this is no longer a shogeg. This type of level people are doing this. They're following what Beis Din is saying, when they know clearly this is a mistake. This is not like a shogeg over here. This is straight up mazed. And therefore, there's no chattas at all. Because when someone doesn't mazed, you don't bring a chattas. So what's going on over here? Says Gemara l'tameich, but according to your pshat, that he's mazed. How the time that was shown in a brisa, ba'asoso achas, when the Torah says that when somebody goes and he does a shogeg from among the people of the land, by doing one of these, going against one of these averes at Hashem, that shouldn't be done. Yochid osim mipi atzmo chayev. The mashmos would be that a yochid individual that does his own pshat, he goes according to his own psak, is going to be chayev achatas. Be'oras beizdin pater, but somebody who's lying in business is going to be pater. Kate said, how does that work? Haru beizdin shechelev mutter. Let's say you have beizdin, they come and they say that chelev is permitted. V'noda le'echad me'an shato. And then it becomes known that they made a mistake. O Talmud yoshev leftein v'roi lo'ra. Or if you have a Talmud that's sitting in front of them who was worthy of ruling, kegon Shimon ben Azai, like Shimon ben Azai, realized that the Beis Din made a mistake over here, and they went according to him anyway. Yochel, you potter, you think maybe they're going to be potter. Tamad lomer ba'soso achas, by doing one of these things. Yochel osal piatzmo chayev. And when we learn out that what Yochel is doing on his own is going to be chayev achatas, whereas Beis Din potter. One who does it by going according to Beis Din is going to be potter. Now, This Bryce is saying straight up, it's talking about Shimon ben Azai as an example of a Talmud who's worthy of ruling, just like Rava said. But the Bryce is saying that he's going to be chayev echatas for following the decision of the court, and doesn't consider him to be a mazid. So how could you find that a person is judged as a shogeg? And for the Gemara, the Kigon, the Yadda the Aser, in a case where he knew that it was Aser, right, this Chelev was Aser, V'katoi b'mitzel l'shmol k'divri chachamim. This goes back to the very first Rashi we saw. He made a mistake in reference to the halacha we just read in this past week's parasha. Apia Torah Shor Yerucha, you have to listen to the chachamim. As the Hilig Rashi says, that he misunderstood it, is afila me'avad isura, that even if they tell you to go and do something that you know is certainly Isser, to go and follow them. Therefore, since that's what he thought over here, this judge, right, or this Talmud is Roy, he saw that this mistake over here, and they're going to be chayiv now to bring a chatas, but they're not considered like amazed. Right, they thought that you have to listen to the chacham in such a situation, and even when they're mistaken, and therefore it's considered a shogeg, and they just bring a personal chatas. Lididinami, according to me, also this is Rashi says the army kagon Shimon ben Azai, Vishim ben Zoma kagon to Kotob mitzvah l'shmod v'chachamim. As it says, the Tob mitzvah l'shmod v'chachamim. The Mishnah ends up by saying Zeh HaKlal HaTola Ba'atzmo Chayev. Someone who is being Tola on himself and he does something wrong, there's going to be Chayev. But if you're leaning and relying on the basin, then you're going to be Potter. La'suyemai. What is the first thing coming to include? This someone who's tole be'atzmos chayev lasui mevayit behora is coming to include somebody who rebels against the ruling of the courts. Rashi says shemayo rogulios mevayit behora, he fights against them v'achakachoru, and then after the paskin shechel mutter halach zeh Hamivat v'asa al pihem. He does according to them. But achal chaylev the chayev. He's going to be chayev. The whole who rugged yos mivat to kick. Hashadamim mivat kushu achal chaylev mi piatzmo uros. He's doing it from his own logic. Veino tolu abezin. He'll get chayev carbon. Like, it's not like you can say, oh, this guy says, oh, finally I can eat this thing because you know what? Hey, even bezin says it's okay. If you're a person who's arguing, fighting against bezin all the time, that means you're doing it on yourself. You're just using an excuse. Tolu abezin. What's that coming to include? That you're going to be potter. Lasuya is coming to include Haru based in Viyadu Shato V'chazban. It's coming to include a case where the court ruled to matter something that's going to be Chayv Karis, and then they realized that they made a mistake and they pulled back. And you have a Yachid who didn't know that ended up happening, that they pulled back on their psak over there. And he did according to the original ruling. So the Mishnah is saying that even though the court already realized their mistake, the individual is still going to be putter for being a chatas. Says, come on, what are you talking about? How about hedikatari love? That's straight up in the next Mishnah. Daflam and Rebeis, we're going to see that. Rashi says, Masnisa and Reb Shimon Poter. Like, we don't need to learn that out from here. So Tani, Fahadim and Farish. The Gemara says that the Mishnah first teaches this law, you know, generally, and then goes on to go into the details. Rashi says, hold on, Kasha, the Tani Klalo, Zeh Klal, Ve'adim Mefarish, Masisa, and it says it again. So yeah, they're teaching us that, and we learn it from there as well. We learn more about it there as well. Now, remember we started in the Mishnah saying that if you have a Yachid who goes according to the Psaka Bezin and it's a wrong Psaka, but he does it, he doesn't bring the Chatas. And even if the majority of the people did not follow this din, and therefore you don't have a Paralim Davishil Tzibor, still you don't go ahead and you don't bring any carbon over here. And now we see not everyone agrees. Some of you are Meshmuel, Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda. Our mission is going in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Aval Chachamim Amrim. The Chachamim say, Yachid Sha'asa B'Ros Bezin, Chayev. If you have a Yachid that does according to Ros Bezin, he's going to be Chayev. He is going to have to bring a Chatas. My Rabbi Yehuda. Now, where do we find that Rabbi Yehuda actually says? It's the Tanya. We learned in a Braisa. We have a Hilga Braisa. Now, this is the pasuk that brings out the chiyav of a, you know, an individual who's got to bring a chatas. It says, "V'im nefesh achas techasav b'shkaga ba'asosa." We've said this pasuk a few times so far. And that is, if you have an individual, v'im nefesh achas, one person, one soul, who goes ahead and techasav b'shkaga, he does something b'shogeg by his ba'asosa, by doing techasav b'shkaga, doing a shogeg, and harei elu shlosh miyutin. Find there's three miyutin over there. You have v'im nefesh, you have achas, and then you have ba'asosa. So soul one by his, and we break it down now. We say from the fact that it says by his, ha'osam mipi atzmo chayev. Well, it does according to his own shtekel, his own, he's making his own decisions here, then he's going to be chayev. Baharos based in pater, it's be pater if it's done through based in. My, right, so that's, the Gemara is going to explain why we know that this is Rabbi Yehuda. But the point is, we're going to say for now that's Rabbi Yehuda. My Rabbanan, what was it? Who the Rabbanan? The Tanya we learned in Abraisa. Adayin ani omer. Miut kahal shechotu chayavin. Shein beiz mevien al yedein par. Let's say you have, right? Adayin ani omer. I still say that if you have a miut of the kahal, a minority of the kahal, of the kehillah, the congregation, that to sin, that did the wrong thing, then each one's going to be chayiv to bring his own chatas. Shein bezin mivien al yedein par. Since the bezin doesn't bring a par, you know, harlem dovish receiver for them. Rov kahal, but if it's a majority, shechatu yiptur, then they're going to be pater. Sharei Basin, if you're like day in parks, then you bring parallel double two for them. Tamad Lomar, the Torah therefore says, Me'am Ha'aretz, from among the people of the land, to tell you, Afilu Ruba, even in the case of majority, Afilu Kula, and even if all of them actually sinned, still they're going to be chayef to bring a chatos. Now, what is the Bryce talking about here? B'mai, what exactly is the case? Rashi says, B'mai Chatu. If you want to say that we're dealing with, there was a shogeg without the court paskening, bezin mayev v'detayu shalobaros bezin. So why, what does the court have to do with this?
Bezin mi maisu shalo behorah. Bezin bring a parallel mdavish without ever paskining anything. They never pask anything. Rashi says shari bezin mi vien alei and par. You go mi matzis lamemar achi shari bezin mi vien alei and par kichatu rov kahal b'shigias maisa shalo behorah. Chi bezin maisi carbon shalo behorah. Hallo ruklal. They never said anything. So of course, the brisa can't be talking about achia for parallel mdavish sibur. It's a case. Ella behorah. Whereas you want to see the option is that there was a mistake in the psak, and that's why you bring a parum to Mishasibra, but you can't see that either, because v'haksiv me'am ha'aretz. It says from among the people of the land. The pasuk that the Bryce is learning at the chat is from, where a majority sinned, b'shigas maisa who's k'siv. It's talking about a shigas maisa. When is that written? It's written by a case where there's an avaidi that was done by a shogig action, but there was no mistake in the psak. So how can this pasuk be used to teach achia for achatas when this was due to a bezin making a mistake? That particular pasuk had nothing to do with the Ras bezin that was in error. Elolav hachikama. This is what we were talking about. Miut kahal shechatu b'shigas maisa. If you have a minority of the kahal who did the saveda right through a shogeg without the court and chayavin, they're gonna have to go bring their own chatos. Sheim beizin mivien al yidein piora yidein par b'hora, because the beizin doesn't bring through them this parhelim dovet shatzibar, where there was a mistake, ha hein chayavin, which Rabbi Yehuda would then say that, which implies the mashmos is that they themselves, the minority, are going to be chayav to bring their own chatos. Yochal rov tzibar shasav b'shigas maisi b'ter, and you would think that if a majority of them, they're going to be pot there. Sharei beizin mivien alim par b'ra, because the president brings a par b'ra. Therefore, each individual is an after. Tamad omer me'am ha'aretz, from among the people of the land, which is saying, afilu rubo, even if the majority of them did the avera, they're each chayav to their own chatos, since they're not misled by the court ruling. So they have to bring their own chatos. Kum tuchis tenarayin, it comes out from this brisa that an individual who relies on the bezin is going to be chayiv to bring a chatos, which is again like a mitzvah, the chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabba says, mimai, from where is a mashmos in the brisa that the miut themselves are going to be chayiv to bring their own chatos, where there was a court ruling, where the court did paskin, doma lo hein velo bezin. Maybe the brisa means that when you have a miut that was misled by the bezin, then neither the public or the court are chayv to go to bring a karban. And the public are not, you know, have it because of a minority, you know, a miut, who went according to that which the court said to do, they don't have to be a chatas. And the courts don't have to because it's you don't bring a parlam of shetzibar with only a miyat, only if you have rov. Says Gemara Yehachi, if that's really true, that according to this brisa, a miyat, according to the court, are going to be putter from a chat, their own chatas, my area, the kamahadr al ruba lechiyuva. What is the point of the Tana in finding out a special source? They teach a chatas, that you're chayav chatas for a majority who did the aveidas without the court, without the court paskening. Why should it be any different than a miut who did it without the court? Lav michlal, so lav michlal, the miut b'hora, kaimalei de mechayve b'hora. So can't we learn out from the fact that the Tana says a chatas in a case of a miut is less of a chiddush than it is in the case of the rabbim, that the miut acted according to the court, then the Tana is going to be saying that they are going to be chayav to the chatas, which goes against what our papa says. What are we saying? We're just really spelling out the question over here. According to our papa, that if you're a yachid who made a mistake according to the court, and he doesn't have to bring a chatas, so then is there any reason that the Tana should first learn out a miut who did it through, you know, by b'shogig with the court, that they're going to be chayav to a chatas? Vilabisof, and then even after setting up that Amiya to do this without the court are gonna be chayav, nihadar aruba lechiyuv b'shigas maisa, still will say that it's necessary to look for another source to teach you're gonna be chayav for the majority of them that did it through the courts. Did it b'shogig without Bezin saying it? Of course not. The lav midaloma hadar al miut the mechayvina and b'shigas maisa. Can't be, but since the Tana first tried to find a chiyuv for a miyot who did it b'shogeg without the bezin deciding it, b'sof mahadar aruba l'chiyuv b'shigas maisa, and then you looked for another source to teach a chiyuv for a majority who did the wrong thing through shogeg without the court. We learn from here that if you have a miut that that are doing it according to what the court made a mistake with, that are going to be chayav to bring their own carbon, sheep or a goat. Chayavin, and if they did this aver without a mistake, but rather through shogeg, they're going to be also chayav achatas. Okay, my friends, this is a doozy. Now, we are not done. We're still in the middle of this sugya, but we are going to call it for today. And again, malsa for Sanhed, for Hodasara. And hopefully we'll get some crazy siyata d'shmaya of amazing clarity in Harios. And not to make any mistakes, the basin should have clarity, we should have clarity. We shall try to get close to Hashem. All right, we're going to stop with you and wish all y'all a great, great day.